It's the same old thing as yesterday. I stood here before inside the pouring rain. The words in the circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll let me miss a day. But it's my destiny to be the king of pain. King of pain. King of pain. King of pain. I'll always be the 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 king of pain.
I don't believe in an interventionist God. But I know, darling, that you do. But if I did, I would kneel down and ask him. Not to intervene when it came to you. Well, not to touch a hair in your head, leave you as you are. If he felt he had to direct you, then direct you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. Oh Lord, into my arms. And I don't believe in the existence of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. But if I did, I would summon them together. And ask them to watch over you. Well, to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love, and guide you into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. But I believe in love, and I know that you do too. And I believe in some kind of path. We can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord. Into my arms.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly, 'cause we all have wings, but some of us don't. You were there. Two worlds collided and they could never, ever tear us apart.
Yes, Michael Hutchence in excess with Never Tear Us Apart, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5, Medford. And it was actually, I think, the 25th anniversary of, the 25th anniversary of his death, Michael Hutchence's death. I think it was last week. He hung himself in a Sydney hotel room. And that was a part of this book that I'm reading here, the memoir that Bono had just written or has just published called Surrender. 40 songs in one story. And this song, of course, was referenced specifically in the book, as was the passing of Michael Hutchence, and also Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, their song Into My Arms, which we played just before in excess. That was written, I think, as a reflection on Michael Hutchence's death. That was from The Boatman's Call. And prior to that, The Police with King of Pain from Synchronicity, and Bob Dylan's Every Grain of Sand started things off. We took that from the Bootleg series. Volumes 1, 2, 3, rare and unreleased. So that's what's going on here tonight. We're having a show, part 2 in a 2-part series devoted to the memoir Bono has just written. It's funny, on the back he calls it a Wee-more. Whatever, he turns the M upside down to be a W. It makes it two words, a Wee-more. Whatever. All right, let's move on. Up next, this song from the Talking Heads off their incredible Remain in Light record, The Great Curve, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Seems like the world knows nothing at all. We'll be right back. chance on her. One foot in the cylinder, and in a moment of passion, get the glory, light of dancing. Gonna smile, I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna get a bloodbath. And in a moment of passion, get the glory, light of dancing. Gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you 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 go, 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 goodbye. Now I know the score. I don't need you anymore. Don't want you cause you're I need somebody good. Need a miracle. Should've taken a chance on her. One foot in the cylinder. Gonna smile, I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna want my autograph. And in a moment of passion, get the glow, light of magic. You gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you 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 go, 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 goodbye. Go, 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 goodbye.
Yeah.
XC's Midnight Runners, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Come and Eileen, a classic there. Of course, that's a song that was referenced in Bono's memoir, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story, but it was actually sung by his dad, by his father. So after he got married to Allie, and was his wife, principal inspiration or muse, as it were, for this book, he was leaving home after the wedding, and you know, he and his dad were in the same car, and his dad was singing along to the song. I guess it was on the radio. It was number one, like, all over the world, I think, at the time. Anyway, before that, the Ramones with Glad to See You Go from Leave Home. Gary Numan with Cars, classic track from The Pleasure Principle, and Talking Heads. It was Talking Heads with Brian Eno, The Great Curve, an amazing, amazing record, Remain in Light. And all those records, all those songs referenced in Bono's memoir. So we're having a show devoted to, not to the U2 stuff, but to the other music that was referenced in the book. This is a two-parter. The first show had all U2 stuff, in case you missed it. If you did miss it, go back to the website and download the show. And although it might be too late right now, although you might have until 10, technically, I think so. Anyway, let's move on. Up next is The Jam. This is a great song called A Bomber in Water Street, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Superstar, where might you are? Where we are? off your feet.
Better recognize your brothers.
Everyone you meet.
What's your latest hit, brother?
Fear of a Black Planet.
Man, don't you worry about a thing. About your daughter, nope, she's not my type.
But suppose she says she loves me.
All you're afraid of the mix of black and white. Living in a land where the Lord say, mixing up race makes the blood impure.
Yeah.
She's a woman, I'm a man. Look at your face, I see you can't stand it.
What's that?
yet our best trained, best educated.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black. Your time has come. Your second skin. The cost so high.
Make these feelings go away.
There we go. There's Pill, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO with Rise from the Compact Disc record. And that song was actually co-written by Bill Laswell, which I did not know. Bill Laswell is an electronic musician. He was known in the 90s for doing lots of like droney, ambient, like experimental ambient stuff. Really far cry from Rise and this track Home. And the other tracks on this record that he co-produced with Johnny Lydon, that was a Pill release. What was the name? The Compact Disc, I think, is what that was called. At least that's what Rivendell's saying to me. Rivendell is the database we put all of our, we log all of our songs and artists that we play into our database. Before that, it was Public Enemy with Fear of a Black Planet from the album of the same name. John Lennon, Instant Karma from Shadefish, and it was The Jam's A Bomb in Wardour Street. From the very best of The Jam, they're making up that set, which is another set in this great show that we're having, if I don't say so myself, having to do with Bono's memoir, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story. And, you know, it's like he was, of course, Bono was very political. He latched onto the language in the song, the Pill song, Rise, Anger and Energy. So we referenced that in the book. And he was also using this next song that we're about to play from Patti Smith called People Have the Power. So there's a lot of, obviously he's a well-known as a, Bono is well-known as an activist in addition to being an artist for all his work with AIDS for Africa and, of course, the famine relief effort in the mid-80s. And he's gotten very active with politics using his power and using his influence as a well-known artist. To help some of the countries and people in more need, certainly than Ireland in more need than he is in. And so there are some songs that kind of reference that, and this Patti Smith track is one of them. This is actually a live version of the song, People Have the Power, from when she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Where the pure air recognizes. everybody.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered of silence.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Simon and Garfunkel with The Sound of Silence. Sorry, we don't play a lot of Simon and Garfunkel. We don't play a lot of S&G on the show. Great song, though. I love that song. I love the opening line, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." Love that. Patti Smith Group with "People Have the Power" before that. We're about done here. Last song of the night is going to be the Sex Pistols, "God Save the Queen." And since this is a show having to do with Bono's memoir, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story, we're going to finally read something from the book. So many of us born, and this is him writing, Bono's writing, so many of us born in the 1960s were looking for personal independence, a restart to a clock that no longer recognized our face. We were looking to music for some kind of liberation or revolution. We felt claustrophobic. I related to the straitjacket worn by the singer of the Sex Pistols. His name is Johnny Rotten, and his bandmates were refusing to be in show business in a very, showy way, swearing at the media as well as on the media. Their music was Year Zero, the big bang of punk, not so much outrage as just rage. It was the sound so many of us heard inside our heads. For our generation, Pretty Vacant was a thrilling fuck-off to anything that had come before, teenage terror. It replaced the glam rock that had come before, and that era's more obvious femininity, with a kind of manic machismo dumping the traditional binaries. Bowie is a boot boy, spray-painting t-shirts as well as walls. The Pistols' single, God Save the Queen, was released in the year of Queen Elizabeth's Silver Jubilee, and they were banned from the BBC. Johnny Rotten wrote the lines, "We mean it, man," and sang them with a leer, "No future for me." Ideas for songs became more important than the ability to execute those ideas. Having something to say mattered more than how you said it. The picture didn't have to be pretty for a boy or a girl. Think American Idol and imagine its opposite. That was punk rock. You two wouldn't have made the grade on those showbiz terms either. All right, there you go. So that's our little intro and little Bono's little bit on punk rock, and we're going to end the show with God Save the Queen. I'll see you next week. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.